Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Friday. This is Christina Broomfield hosting as we wind down the week. Thank you for tuning in. Since Monday, we've had the opportunity to have Eric Nordquist in the studio with us. Eric is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling. He works with individuals. He does couple therapy. And much of his caseload involves addiction disorders, specifically sexual addiction and pornography addiction. So welcome back, Eric.
Thanks, Chris. Looking forward to winding our show up this week and kind of giving a summary and talking about how we actually treat folks that come in and have this problem.
And you know, I love Fridays because it's my hope day. It's the day that we define and we diagnose and we give all this good information. But then Friday, we always say, what do you do about it? Mm-hmm. What does treatment look like? But before we go there, I do want to encourage our adult listeners, should you have children or adolescents in earshot, you may want to ask them to go occupy themselves. This is a sexual program talking about sensitive issues, and we just want to give you that suggestion. So, Eric, sexual addiction, pornography addiction, is it the same?
Not exactly. People that have sexual addictions oftentimes feed a lot of their addiction with pornography, but not always. Mm-hmm. There are other types of activities you talked about early in the week, like adult bookstores, strip clubs, prostitution, affairs in marriages, where people are actually sex addicts, but they're acting out without pornography. Mm-hmm. But if someone's watching pornography regularly, they probably do have a sex addiction.
So it just flips over.
That's right.
And I think that's important because I didn't know that until you brought that up. I just kind of clumped them together, and I think it's really important that we can make that distinction. Mm-hmm. And you also talked the criteria, 3 of the 10 that you listed. We went over that a couple days. But what I really was interested yesterday, you closed out with these 4 stages that an individual who has an addiction would go through as they approach the actual activity, mm-hmm. where those first 2 stages were really the mind.
Right.
Building up, obsessing, yep. dopamine being released, yep. to the extent that they are raising their own, can we call it anxiety, unless they get relief?
Yeah, yeah, you could look at it like that. There's like a pleasure buildup or the want for pleasure. Mm-hmm. The brain releases dopamine and you have a heightened sense of pleasure. Dopamine mm-hmm. is the pleasure chemical that allows us to experience pleasure and look forward to pleasure.
And so all of that's going on prior to the actual activity.
Right.
And then they get to a place where it's literally, there is no way out, at least in their thinking.
Right.
They
have to repeat.
Dive into it. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth
stage of the cycle mm-hmm. is guilt and
guilt.
Remorse. And
then which they feeds feel terrible into their core beliefs.
Of being worthless and I can't stop this anyway. Some of my guys will say, I can't stop this anyway, so why try? Mm-hmm. It just runs independently of my will. I can't quit it. And we talked about if we can kind of detox somebody for 3 to 6 weeks, get them to stop it, cut off all their access, they kind of, that hypersexuality, that thinking about it all the time, their brain kind of goes back and settles, and it's much more easy to get a handle on once you get a few weeks away from it.
I think that provides so much hope.
Yeah.
And so let's dive into the actual treatment.
Okay.
When you have somebody show up at your door.
Okay. A couple of the things I do is I get them to identify the times that they're most vulnerable. Maybe it's at night when the family's in bed and there's no... nobody's scrutinizing their computer use in the living room. So they're free to get on the internet, look up sexual things, movies, whatever. So that might be their time. Another client couple years ago in the morning was, he was a single guy, in the morning was his high risk time. Men's mm-hmm. testosterone levels tend to be highest in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to get out of bed and get into his job. He had a sales job where he didn't have to be in at a certain time. So blocking off his and changing his behavior was getting up out of bed and out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what I do is you help them identify the times they're most vulnerable. You outline what I call a reaction sequence. A sequence of events that they tend to do. It tends to be fairly ritualized when men act out sexually. So you help them to identify, well, I do this, then I do that, then I do this, then I think that, then I go to this, go to there, and then I end up acting out.
So you name it.
Yeah.
You name this and give it a clear...
You draw it right out on paper.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Then we talk about, once they're kind of aroused that way, we talk about... beliefs they use to authorize and give themselves permission to follow through. Somewhere in that sequence, men typically think, I shouldn't do this. This isn't good. But they battle between that and the authorizing statements, which are the ones I mentioned a little bit ago. You know, I can't stop it anyway. No one's going to know. I've been doing this forever. Mm-hmm. I can't stop. What's the point? And mm-hmm. so you're kind of battling back and forth with those. So you help them to clarify the beliefs that they use, kind of like the cognitive therapy, the cognitive distortions. Well, mm-hmm. I'm never going to stop. Well, that's mm-hmm. new. That's not true. You can stop.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to continue on this. So we get them to look at the statements that authorize and give them permission, battling back and forth, help them to listen to the ones that say stop, don't. Sometimes that might be calling a guy friend right in the middle of it.
It's almost the turning point. Would it be the Y in the road, this area?
Yes, absolutely. And then I help them to come up with a game plan to help rewrite that action sequence.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at places to escape or change the series of thoughts and behaviors that come about that lead to acting out. So that's kind of a general outline of how you help guys get a handle on it.
You know, I love how you just defined that. We need to pause here from our sponsor, but when we come back, can you address this? What does the prognosis look for most people? You can take
sure.
them through this, but we still know it's very tough.
Mm-hmm.
So can we talk about that?
We sure can.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Just talking with Eric as the day and the week wind down about understanding sex addiction and porn addiction. And Eric, you kind of went through these stages in the treatment, and I love how you just really make it concrete. You give them clients that come in a real black and white.
Mm-hmm.
This works.
They need structure. They need to know exactly what to do to get a handle on this and change it.
And you give them that. But prognosis, we know addiction prognosis is still a battle, a huge battle.
Right. Relapse is a part of every addiction, and oftentimes people will relapse. But what we find is the farther they get away from it, they don't relapse as often and they don't relapse as deeply. Mm-hmm. So they don't go back into the depth of it, and it's not as often. So we'll have somebody that does well for 3 to 6 months. They might have a relapse, and in a day or two, they're back on track. They don't let it get out of control. They've got things in their life, accountability partners, workbooks, these action sequences we've done in therapy. They can pull that out when we discharge them. So there's some things like that that just help them to get a handle on it. I thought I'd talk just a little bit about recovery. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the phases, we talked about consequences, but what does recovery actually look like? It looks like the reduction or elimination of opportunities. It looks like a support group weekly during and after treatment. That's typically, I discharge someone when they've been in a support group, and that kind of takes over. They go
so roughly once a week. So they're not just tossed out there
right.
on their own.
Exactly. Remember, we said it's an intimacy disorder. So you have to build real good relationships with other people. That's what helps it work. Mm-hmm. Also, recovery looks like increased awareness and abstinence, denying, minimizing, and rationalizing the use of this stuff, specific skills to prevent relapse, internalization of motivation to self-monitor without pressure from outside source. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people come into pressure after they've been terminated from a job, after a spouse has discovered this, threatens to divorce. Without that kind of pressure, now they want to be clean. They want to do it for themselves. They see that life is better. Reduction in shame. Resolution of trauma and family origin. One of my other specialties is working with people that have been abused and neglected as children. So that's a really nice dovetail couple of specialties, because a lot of times with people that have really gotten into addiction, you've got to go back and dig up, resolve, and forgive the origins of the trauma, the abuse that mm-hmm. happened.
That may have very well mm-hmm. taken them down that road.
And then healthy sexual functioning and intimacy is restored. So you replace this addictive behavior with sex as it's meant to be, mm. within the context of a marriage and then the context of love.
Mm-hmm.
Sex addiction gets totally taken out of the context of love. It's mm-hmm. all about lust, visual. There's no relational component. There's no love component for the other partner. That's one of the biggest things that's missing. We have to restore that balance.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so, that just brought a smile to my face. This week is hard, you know, because we know the destruction these types of addictions have on other people, not
That's
just
right.
the individual.
Can oftentimes destroy the entire family if it's not got my handle on.
When I think about how you name some of this, what kept coming to my mind, Eric, was do they end up with something they want more than the addiction? And you shared that was your last point.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to experience love
mm-hmm.
and connect and intimacy. And I cannot even imagine that is not something that they want
they
less
absolutely want
than
that.
Addiction.
They're sometimes substituting that need for the real need, which is companionship, mm-hmm. intimacy, and love.
And they can finally get there.
Right. They're not substituting a false activity that will not deliver
mm-hmm.
what it promises.
Yeah. Yeah, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us this week, for taking up this topic, and more importantly, for as you take those clients back, shut your door, working so passionately with these individuals that struggle. Eric, you've been a blessing to the clinic.
Thank you.
Want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com, like us on Facebook, and give our office a call. Be blessed this weekend.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.